Hi, I'm Laurie Barron from Nohea Gallery, co-founder with my mom, Gail. And here we are at Kahala Mall in our new home.
Wow, that's a brief history. Yeah. I love it. And you know what, Laurie? I was so happy to find you here.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here. We're on the ashes, sort of the Harvest House kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all got ties to this place. Jay, my colleague, this was where his mom took him for his first haircut, right around the corner. And this is where my grandma, Nadine Barron, from Bishop Museum, brought me for tuna melts, and she drank Coke and smoked cigarettes.
Wait, now, Nohea Gallery, I can just see it there at Ward Warehouse. Can you tell me how it started and what the mission was then?
Well, I came home from school and got a summer job at the Artist Guild. And I worked at the Artist Guild for 10 years, and then I went to Following Sea, which was here in Kahala Mall. And Noah came along, and a location opened up where my former employer at the Artist Guild had been, and they were moving out. And Mom and I decided to open. And so we opened there in 1990. And we'd been there for 28 years. And somehow, you know, when it came, I thought we'd all be much sadder, but it was really time.
Mm.
And, you know, fortunately, this location was going to be opening up, and they had a space for us. And between here and the Hyatt Regency, which we're also located at the Hyatt Regency, we were able to keep the band together, so to speak.
How's the Hyatt been?
Lovely.
How's it?
They've been wonderful to us. Of course, our main customer base are our local visitors, our local people, and visitors are part of that. But this is where local people told us forever that they wanted us to be. We did surveys. We asked people at the desk, and we also, checked zip codes at every transaction for many years. And we sent out a survey to our clients who are on our email list, and Kahala Mall was the vastly most popular selection of locations for them, and it turned out that it works out really nicely. It's a convenient location for people. It's easy to get to from just about, almost everywhere. We looked all the way from Haleiwa to Kapolei, and this turned out to be a great spot for us.
So what kinds of things do they like there at the Hyatt location? What do you find yourself selling?
They love jewelry, but they love jewelry here too. They love Leighton Lamb's jewelry, the really affordable small things. They love the prints.
What kind of prints?
Kitchen towels. All the artists that we share their original work, they also have, small prints available, or larger prints, as big as you want, really. They love the Maneki Neko, the little cats with the
paw.
Yeah, but they're made here, wonderfully made here by Peter Okamoto, Dorothy Okamoto's son. And what else do they love at the Hyatt? I'm trying to think myself through that space. Paradisus, Sunny Ching's work, and Akemi Ueda's work.
Akemi Ueda, I'm not sure.
Paradisus, Sunny
Ching's pieces,
the
sure.
They're in partnership together.
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah. I see. Okay, and those are earrings, those nice long earrings with sort of semi Ohikapala designs.
Yep. We don't have that work here because Riches has that work.
Mm.
So we're good neighbors and we help each other. What else does the Hyatt do really well with? Art. People love the art. It's an evolving thing. They love the Koa watches there and the Koa rings and things like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Koa watches and Koa rings. Oh, that's fascinating.
There was a man who was a carpenter who had was doing kitchen cabinetry for years and years, and he had a lot of scraps, and he got tired of being busy with a lot of, intervening sort of pauses, and he decided he'd rather work from his home and be around his kids more, and that's evolved into something very popular.
The Koa Watches, what's his name?
Brett.
Oh. Hmm. So you've kept pretty much all the same artists through these years.
We're at a really interesting transitional time. So the old guard are in transition, and their work is always evolving and changing as artists do, right? They're always reaching new plateaus and exploring new dimensions. And we just lost Ron Kent actually yesterday as one example of a major transition. But then the younger folks are coming up and new people are learning. And an example, the Honolulu woodworking, the Honolulu woodturners are wonderful, wonderful collaborative group that encourages new woodturners and teaches. That's something that's very special, I think, about Hawaii, different from many art communities, not all, but some, and that they are interested in helping each other. So there's less competition per se and more collaboration, I think.
Do you think many of the artists here know each other?
I introduce them every day. Some of them are old friends. A lot of the folks from the gallery at Ward Center are here. Greg Pye, for example, and Cindy Conklin, Susie Anderson. And then we've got Colleen Sanchez, who does the beautiful red tea leaf paintings. She's our dear friend, and she is at the Hyatt helping people every day. And she loves people. She can't get, you know, she just is fascinated by them, and they enjoy her so much, too. And her paintings are gorgeous. So she's a new artist.
How are you finding these people?
Usually they walk in the door and then they ask. And then I like to see what they're making. Email is terrific for that. And then it's challenging to try and figure out how to help them move forward without, you know, hurting anybody's feelings. Some are ready and some need a little bit of support. And we do what we can. We can't show everybody, but we try to find a new way to be useful.
You know, because I'm seeing a whole lot of artists at these, like, pop-up things, and they're fantastic, and they sell online and stuff, but they might want to show, you know, in a gallery as well and have things. It used to be the only way, and now, you know, I think it might be a good way for them as well.
Another example of a collaboration and a way we can work together. Pop-ups are wonderful. Having a website is wonderful. But having an enduring presence is also very useful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
People have to actually find your website. People have to actually go to the pop-up. And not everybody does all of those things.
Uh-huh. You know, I find that these gallery spaces are such a huge responsibility. I mean, they're like a yawning chasm for programming, right? And you do kind of want to use the space to bring people in.
Very true. There's every artist has got their story and their sort of dreams, their aspirations, and their history behind them, and weaving it together is the project, and it's a delight. You know, it's really an honor, and we're very grateful to have a place in people's lives and be able to connect.
Do you ever plan to have any classes or anything here?
We do. As a matter of fact, we've had several different events. We do a Color Bridges watercolor workshop that's lots and lots of fun. And we do card making workshops. We've got, you know, a program that's evolving for next year, including shows and workshops too.
Oh, that
Burgundy's,
is great.
Yeah, Burgundy's waterless shibori scarf making event is going to be a lot of fun.
Be a good year ahead. Huh?
It's going to be a fabulous year. And people need, they don't always need, you know, an object, but they do need community and they need beauty, you know, and they need to be connected with what's going on around them, just like we do, you know, in our search for meaning together. It's definitely a journey.
Just nice. Just nice walking in here.
Thank you. I wish Suze was here today. She would love to talk story with you. Or Suze, would you like to talk to somebody more interesting?
No, I think this is great.
Are you sure? Well, I guess the point that I'd like to share is how grateful we are to be able to continue sharing Hawaii's artists with everybody.
How long have you been here in Kahala?
Since August. And so our mission is to try and show what people are doing that's creative and that's lovely, and things, you know, from original paintings that might be more valuable all the way down to very, very affordable prints and jewelry, you know, textiles and gifts, things that are appropriate for every occasion, we hope.
Laurie, help these artists who are listening right now. What do people want to buy?
They want to buy things that are beautiful, things that are useful, things that are that share, you know, a feeling, not just, I don't know how to express that, something that gives joy, you know, to the soul, to the heart. And that's a tall order. That's what people want, I think.
Oh, I think our artists are up to it.
Well, Jeff Chang is a great example. There's a fellow, also another person from the financial sector. He left his job at the bank and has been throwing pots, and he finds throwing pots extremely satisfying. It makes him happy. And people see that. They feel that. They don't know it, maybe. Sometimes they meet him, sometimes they don't know him. But they pick up one of his bowls or cups or, you know, platters. They're extremely affordable, and they're fine. You know, you feel that good energy in them that he puts in from something handmade and unique.
Yeah, there is something to that, isn't there?
You know?
Yeah. I just got a coffee cup recently from a friend, and it's just something special to use it.
Yeah. Every little moment you enjoy a little bit more.
Thanks so much, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
Not everything should be disposable. Thanks for saying that.
That's one of the workshops that we're going to be doing is, have you ever seen those wrapper sets of fabric that are embedded with beeswax so you can use instead of plastic?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've got
that. Those are very useful, right?
Yeah, they are.
They're easy to make.
Oh, really? I need more. I might as well make it.
Right? We'll come to the workshop. We'll have it on our schedule.